Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And now we got a full studio in here, full of very talented people with K-State Dance, and got some programs coming up here pretty quick. And Neil Dunn, instructor of dance and music, I'll go ahead and have you start off, and we'll just kind of go through the line here.
Hello, it's good to be here. We're excited to bring a guest artist from Africa next week to our spring dance production, which will be in McCain April 6th and 7th. I've known Bernard about 14 years. I met him in Arizona and have developed a relationship with him. He runs a music and dance center in Ghana, which I've visited a couple of times, and I've also studied with him in the States, and I'm excited to bring him here.
All right, and going down the line here, we also got Julie Pence, Associate Director of the dance program at K-State. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Let me get that mic right up
to
you.
Sure. We are so excited to be hosting these guest artists. And in addition to them performing at our spring dance concert, we are taking them into the public schools. So we have a really full schedule. So next week on Wednesday, we are going to be at Bergman Elementary School, and we will be sharing two assemblies with the entire school. After that, we're going to Theodore Roosevelt Elementary School, and then we're finishing our day on Wednesday at Woodrow Wilson. And then on Thursday, we are at K-State for the entire morning. Classes are open to all K-State students. The community is also welcome. And then we are heading off to Marlatt Elementary School. And from there, we're going to the Riley County Senior Center. So we're trying to spread this African dance to as many people in our community as possible. This is open to everyone. On Friday, April 6th, we are hosting K-State Dance Day. Registration is still open, and that is for all students ages 9 and up. So they should contact me. They will get a chance to dance with our guest artists and other dance faculty. And then on Saturday is All University Open House. So, of course, we're performing at Open House as well. We will be at Bosco Plaza, beginning at 9:50 with the K-State Tap Ensemble, and then following at 10:30 with the West African Ensemble and our guest artist. Neil mentioned Spring Dance 18 in McCain Auditorium, Friday, April 6th and 7th, and we really hope that all of the community come out to dance with us to see our guest artists.
Is there any point in there where anybody takes a break? It doesn't sound like it.
No.
Sounds pretty full.
It's really full. But, you know, we had hoped to have our guest artists here longer, so we are going to keep them so busy. But it's going to be so much fun, so I can't wait. And lots of opportunity for the community to come and experience it multiple times if they want.
And Julie, to your left, you brought a couple dancers from K-State here. Do you want to introduce them?
I did. So I have Jazzy Walker and Olivia.
Hello.
And I brought them they're performing with us. Jazzy's in the African Ensemble. So, ladies, talk to us about your experience.
In the African Ensemble, it's really fun. It's more of a social dance. In lots of our dance classes, we often do really structured dances and also have to follow prescribed movement and do it a certain way. But African allows you to do social dancing with your friends and have a good time. Just doing different moves and being in a circle.
And did you get introduced
as well? Olivia.
I did not.
Olivia?
Olivia. Go ahead and introduce yourself,
yeah.
Olivia.
Yeah, hi. I'm Olivia, and I am a big part of the K-State Tap Dance Ensemble here at the university.
And you're dancing in spring dance?
Yes, I am dancing in spring dance. I am doing three dances. I'll be with the tap ensemble. I'll also be doing a jazz piece, and I'll also be a part of a modern.
What's the big difference between a modern and a jazz piece?
So jazz is more of like...
I'm just thinking of the movie Chicago now. That's what
it's very stylistic, jazz hands, really open fingers, enthusiastic, and then modern is more of like an internal feel, a little bit slower, it has more of like a story point to where other people can relate.
Brady Bowman here. We're talking about with a lot of folks from K-State Dance and Music, and a lot of the programs, very busy few weeks ahead of you, and Jazzy, right?
Yeah.
Jazzy, which is a great name. by the way.
Thank really you. Cool.
When it comes to African dance and what that entails, what's maybe something about African dance that people don't think about as far as maybe its difficulty?
It requires a lot of energy and endurance.
Endurance.
The dances we do, each variation, because there's different variations in each part of the dance, twice in a row, plus the middle part over and over and over again. So you need lots of endurance. You have to have a lot of stamina to get through a piece.
Lots of Gatorade, lots of hydration.
Definitely. Definitely important.
I'm sure. And how, Julie or Neil, whoever can answer this, when it comes to the amount of dancers that are involved in a lot of these productions, how many are we talking about? I assume it's quite a few.
The roster for cast and crew is at about 75 for most productions, and that often involves around 50 to 60 dancers, and then we have stage management, running crew, lighting designers, etc. So it's usually around 75, sometimes more.
Quite a crew.
Quite a crew, yeah. And here's the great thing about K-State Dance. Any K-State student can join us. You don't have to be majoring or minoring in dance. And so that's why I think we're able to offer so many opportunities, because we are open to all.
And I'm sure that's different. I'm sure some universities probably aren't that way.
That's true. That's true. And that, here's where K-State Dance is really unique, and especially having our tap ensemble and our African ensemble. So we can offer all kinds of opportunities to students and fulfill their interests while pursuing their other majors in other colleges, other areas of study.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more K-State Dance, talk more about some of the programs coming up here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office